We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And every Thursday at this time, we check in with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Right off the top, Missy and Tom want to know, and Marty and Christine, too. We had our dog's hair analyzed, find out he is allergic to many environmental pollens and foodstuffs. Is there a shot that will help relieve these symptoms he's suffering year-round now, itching, hair loss, and infections? And Marty, you've talked about
it's legit.
Your dog Rosie, and
it's legit, man.
Dr. Mike, this is something that you're familiar with.
Yeah, the hair analysis, I'm not so sure I believe everything I get back on those reports. They do some allergy testing just like they do in humans,
right?
And some blood tests that I have more faith behind. But you can try to desensitize them with immunotherapy just like they do in people. But when they're allergic to food too, you have to find those foods. So a food allergy is rare. It's usually a food sensitivity. That's a whole different reaction. And you avoid those foods that are causing it. So hopefully you got a list of those things that you can try to avoid. And then we have, you know, medications, antihistamines, antibiotics, steroids, stronger immunosuppressants, you know, things that suppress the allergy reaction like cyclosporine. I know it's a nightmare when they get allergic to everything under the sun. Air purifiers help a lot indoors. And then topical treatments, shampoos, you know, medicated wipes or leave-on conditioners. Unfortunately, when they're allergic to everything under the sun, it's going to take a lot of checkups because we try to manage those dogs. There's no cure for that. So it's management. And we call that ATOPY, atypical dermatitis. They're allergic to everything under the sun.
Yeah, you know, and I know this is about us, but I think why I love him is that I didn't know any of this stuff. Our dog gets up every morning, and the first thing she does, Larry, is the itching for about 20 minutes. And I feel bad for the dog. And as he said, there isn't an easy answer, is there, Doc?
No, there isn't. And sometimes, you know, if they're not allergic to food or don't have food sensitivities, I keep saying allergic, if they don't have food sensitivities, sometimes we can give them a shot like Cytopoint. Some people have heard of that, or Apoquel, a pill that is tremendous. They're not steroids, and they give them relief. But it doesn't cure the allergy. They still have the underlying condition.
All right, let's go to Pete. Dear Dr. Mike, is it safe that my dog eats the cat's food quite a bit? We try to stop it, but he wears us out with his stealthiness and getting to the cat's bowl. I think dogs just, man, they'll do anything to get a taste.
Yeah, that and the litter, the cat litter too. So I always say that you should elevate the, you know, bowls for the cats if they're not old. I mean, we want to make sure they can get to it, but or use a barrier to prevent access by the dog, because a little bit isn't bad, but cat's food's formulated differently. It has more fat in it than what dogs require, and different vitamins and minerals in different ratios than what dogs require. So if that consumption is prolonged, they can end up getting obese and have nutrient imbalances that you don't want. So a little bit isn't bad. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't hurt them. But long term that you're mentioning, I would try to avoid that. And I would move that food or feed them in separate areas.
Trish and Jeff and Castle Shannon want to know, do dogs and cats get cavities like people? I'm asking because I am seeing a spot on my dog's tooth. Looks like a cavity. I've never heard anyone ask you this question before.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I don't think so. But, yeah, they can get cavities. It's not as common as we see in people because they're not eating sugar, things like that all the time. But, yeah, they can, and you have to have them checked out. They also get what we call periodontal disease, where they get tartar and plaque buildup on their teeth, and it will push up under the gums and cause gingivitis and infection, and that's what we call periodontal disease. And some dogs, you know, they're chewing on rocks or things, and they fracture their teeth, and that can lead to cavities as well because it exposes a different part of the tooth. So have that checked out by your vet. It shouldn't be a big deal. Like I said, it's not real common for them to get cavities, but the answer is yes, they can.
Hey, man, this is in real time. Last night, our dog kind of sort of freaked out, and I know this is common with all that lightning, brother. if what do you recommend for folks if that starts happening? We tried to calm her down and actually worked. What do you recommend? Because dogs do get really shook up by this.
Yeah, you know, that's a real common problem. Frightening from thunderstorms. Yep. We're going to see a lot more of that. And then fireworks will come into the play. So there are some things that we use as natural sedatives, and you have to plan that, because if a thunderstorm comes up, it's too late. If we know there's thunderstorms coming, we might be able to give them a sedative or a natural tranquilizer that works. But you have to test them, because dogs have individual variations. And I have a whole list of things that people can try that I hand out to them. It's just a natural sedative list. And then you can go down that list and try each one of them. If one of them works, you got a home run.
We always appreciate you,
yeah,
Doc.
That's great stuff, man.
And it's tick time with the grasses growing. They're everywhere. So, Doc, go to his website. You've got great information and podcasts on how to deal with that. And we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Sounds good. You guys have a great weekend.
The good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza and Cranberry. Go to kdkradio.com. We'll give you a link to animalgeneral.net.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.